Hello, my darling. My name is Charlotte. How would you feel about going into an extremely deep trance for me? Would you like it? Would you like to feel your thoughts dissolve into emptiness, even as your body reacts with abandon? I'm confident that you would. In fact, I'm so very sure that you'd enjoy giving up control to me that I'd be willing to bet that right now, before any suggestions have been given, simply by listening to the sound of my voice, your eyes have already fallen softly closed, your body already sunk down into a more relaxed posture. My, my, you really don't wait around, do you? I like that enthusiasm. Well, since you're already so well on your way to becoming completely hypnotized, there's no reason to stop now, is there? So I want you to consciously relax more deeply for me now. It's not so very much more effort to become aware of the darkness behind your eyelids, almost as though you were looking directly at that thin, delicate skin, looking for the patterns or words maybe inscribed on the inside your mind now. You can find that your thoughts can seem to drift out of focus as you pay such close attention to my voice, leading you onward, forward, and every direction you can think of, if you're thinking at all this time. Your body has been dropping down into deeper and deeper levels of comfort and relaxation, so easily that maybe you didn't even notice it happening. Isn't it interesting how the strangest things can seem so normal when your mind is centered elsewhere for a while? You relax more and more now. You can begin to feel the tensions being gently pulled from your muscles, like an inside-out massage, maybe. My words drawing out the knots in your shoulders, your hips, your thighs. And it feels so good to just let it happen, doesn't it? That's what I thought by thought, emptying out smoothing out the creases in your mind, like fresh linens on your bed. So comfortable to crawl in between the sheets and inhale the clean cotton scent as you let out a deep breath, a long exhalation of contentment, and sink into the soft support of feathers and down, down deeper and deeper now. That's right. Comfortable and calm, peaceful and relaxed, feeling so good to be led into trance this way. There's nowhere you'd rather be still and quiet now, honey. And allow yourself to go so much deeper. Allow yourself to go so much deeper. Just because you can. Just because I say so. And it feels so good to follow those directions. So natural to let go for me and unwind completely. And why shouldn't you have this special time for yourself? You deserve it. Feels so good to go with the flow, let go, and relax completely at peace, and so much more comfortable now than ever before. Just listening to my voice and noticing the steady thump of your heart, taking you further away from the stresses and strains of the day, and as you pay attention to that, to the beating of your heart, and maybe even count along with each beat, you can take a deep breath now and hold it a moment. That's right. And let it go now. You know that it's so easy to relax for me. You can simply let your subconscious mind take over, feeling the last remnants of your consciousness rising up, floating up through the top of your head, like bubbles in a glass of champagne, and hanging suspended in the liquid, floating gently at the very, very top. And then, with a fizzy little pop, vanishing in a burst of delight at the freedom. And you can just let them go, honey. You can let them go, because right at this moment, there's nothing else that you need to be doing. Nowhere else that you need to be going. So you can accept that the right thing to do is surrender. to the wonderful pleasure of trance. That's perfect. Now I want you to go deep inside your mind, deep into your imagination, so that every word that I speak to you here is branded onto your mind's eye. Feel the sensations, the emotions, all of your senses heightened to the point where my words can almost become your reality. Because right now in your powerful subconscious mind, everything that I describe is really happening. Use all of your senses now, my darling. What do you feel? The first thing you become aware of is a chill in the air, a cool draft fluttering over your skin, raising goosebumps along your ribcage, drawing your nipples into hard points. You are naked then, exposed. You know this without doubt, though you can't see yourself. You can't see yourself, so you must also be blindfolded. Yes, you can feel the knot of the scratchy, thick fabric pressing against the back of your head. The rich darkness makes every other sense more acute, doesn't it? You make a movement as though to cover yourself, to ward off the damp chill, to wrap your arms around yourself, and in doing so, you become aware that you are unable to move your arms. Your hands raised high above your head are tied to something. Strange that you didn't notice that immediately. You pull at your bondage, testing it, looking for the mistake that I didn't make, the way out. It doesn't exist. And so you roll your shoulders, flexing the muscles slightly, and then allow them to settle back, supported by the whatever it is that's holding you in position. It's only then that you realize you aren't alone. That's right, my darling, I'm right here, standing behind you. The back of your neck prickles as I lean in to whisper in your ear. Open wide, boy. And without giving you the chance to comply or to say a word back to me, you feel a thick bit gag pressed against your lips, thrust forcefully between your teeth, forcing your mouth open, pinning your tongue beneath it. Perhaps you might object if you could form the words, but I won't give you the chance. This is my game. We play by my rules. You feel the buckle slide into place at the base of your skull and resign yourself to it. What else can you do, really? Now listen, boy. The softly whispered words are at complete odds with my actions as I grab the buckle of your gag and jerk your head backward to rest almost on my shoulder. Today you become my property. Do you know what I'm going to do to you? Come now. Use your senses. What do you hear? What do you smell? Why do I have you tied up like this in my basement? You shake your head as though to clear a fog and reach out with your senses. Gradually, you become aware of a very faint crackling noise, a slight feeling of warmth along one bare leg. And what's that smell? Burning coals? And then you know, and you panic, pulling at your binding, shaking your head furiously because, yes, you know what's coming. Perhaps you'd thought I was joking when I announced my intention to brand you. Perhaps you had assumed that it was only a fantasy when I described how erotic it would be for me to see you permanently marked, scarred, my initials burned into your flesh. An irremovable mark of ownership. If you did assume that, my darling, you were wrong. This is really happening. There is no way out of it. And as the reality of your situation sinks in, your body goes rigid, anticipating the intense pain which will surely come soon. Yes, soon, my darling. We're almost up to the right temperature. Almost. Where should I put my mark, do you think? Here? A light touch on your bicep, or maybe here, soft fingertips stroke your chest and you gasp for breath. I think here, a sharp fingernail suddenly rakes over your shoulder blade and you cry out and arch away from the threat, the foretaste of what is yet to come. Even this small pain feels like too much right now, as you pull furiously at the unshakable bondage. How much would you like to curse me out right now, How much would you like to be able to hurl out every profanity you can think of, or bargain for your freedom? Maybe cry and beg for mercy. But all that comes out is a strangled gasp, incoherent sounds that mean nothing and won't save you. Hold still. My voice cuts like a knife through the haze of fear and adrenaline surrounding you. But you can't. You can't, it's too much. And your body shakes and writhes beyond your control, but not beyond mine. A sharp tug on your exposed cock brings you swiftly under control. You take a deep breath, willing yourself to be calm, to be still, although your body is still tense, on high alert. Waiting, waiting. And I'm standing behind you now, touching your shoulder blade, and you know it's coming. The agony of melting, burning flesh. You can feel the heat radiating from the branding iron held close to your skin. You break out in a sweat, your breath coming in ragged gasps, waiting, waiting, and a sharp jolt sizzles through you as you feel the branding iron touch your skin. You clench your muscles as hard as you can, braced, but still feeling it. Pain. An ice-white pain that burns right through to your core, building in intensity, numbing your flesh, as though your nerve endings had simply given up trying to process this pain. There is no pain. No pain. You shake your head in confusion, the half-released scream dying on your lips. No pain. Just a dull ache and a delighted laugh. Oh, really, my darling? Did he think I would hurt you? It's only then that you feel the warm steam against your legs. And as I reach up to remove your blindfold, you see the truth. You're not harmed. That initial shock of pain, just the touch of ice against your skin. The branding iron lies harmlessly cooling in a bucket of water by your feet. The flash of disappointment you feel may or may not be imaginary, but you know that for now at least, you're safe. Everything is okay. And you close your eyes in sweet relief. giving in to the exhaustion that slowly begins to overwhelm you. And so you drift in darkness, calm and peaceful and relaxed. Soon it will be time for you to come round, and you will wake up feeling wonderful, relaxed and refreshed, completely unharmed and without pain. Counting down from 5 now. 5. Start to wake up now, my darling, nice and easy. 4. Stretching your muscles out, easy and calm. 3. More alert, more aware, feeling revitalized. 2. Almost there now, aware of your body and the room around you. And 1. Wide awake, completely alert now, my darling, feeling so good.